You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
My name is Fran.
My name is Claire.
And we've got the lovely Davitt back with us. Welcome back, Davitt.
Thank you, Fran and Claire.
Over the next 8 months, Carousel Radio is presenting 3 exciting seasons of spoken word and sound. In this month's show, we have the 3rd and final drama from the Tales from Unreality season.
Tales from Unreality.
A series of radio plays exploring sci-fi and magical realism themes, written and acted by learning disabled artists. This month's drama, The Masquerade, was written by Eleanor Rhee as part of Carousel's Writers' Room project.
Welcome to the show!
Carousel Radio!
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
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 Oh, life. You over there. Yes, you. Can you hear me? Good. I see you through your mask. I see you through the glass. Oh, I wish my life was more easy. Easier, even. Oh, my grammar. Oh, okay. So, this is very close to my heart. A theory, mine at least. Behind our society's mindset in this day and age. My theory is that in life, we always want to show the best side of ourselves to others we meet on the street and in public, at all costs, on a day-to-day basis. But why? Personally, as an automatic reflex, always striving for others to like me. I change myself and my appearance. I use a mask of constant comedy making and sweet talking. I need to make this to reach out to others and an audience that are likely to understand and get them to see a reflection of themselves. Everything from culture out in the public eye, from telly to street life, is so altered to what we think others will enjoy from us. We're constantly second-guessing others' opinions and trying to get them to like us, but why? So, we see our reflection, but nice. We're trying to meet a mere ideal with a mask. Although a mask never really works. If you want others that you like to really like you, then you must relax, show your true self, still keeping to good morals. Then we can live effectively. Since when is a mask equal to a human being? Never! The constant misunderstanding of each other and masking our true selves is stupid. The real deal is what all of us really need to be. Free from the mask. Things could change, I guess. No one knows what's around the corner. Hi, Angie. You all right? You look nice today.
Thank you, Eleanor. Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. Such a lovely day, isn't it? I'm stuck inside.
Yeah, it's nice and sunny, isn't it? So, what are you doing today?
I'm going to my art therapy group.
Well, okay. I've got to get the kids in the car, so I'll see you soon.
Yeah, see you. Better put my headphones on and hope they work this morning.
I don't want you two to end up like her. Oh no, she's not a good girl like I am. She's only going to that art therapy group because she's unemployed. She doesn't work like me. Anyway, kids, she looks a state in those jogging bottoms, don't she? She looks like she's in a pair of pyjamas. At least she seems like that. Maybe I'm wrong about her. Yeah, she stays in all the time. I guess that's why she never has makeup on. She could make more of an effort with her life as well.
Oh my goodness! I wish my headphones did work and then I wouldn't have heard that. I'm a state, aren't I? This life ain't for me.
Okay, so let's begin. Thank you for coming, everyone. Let's start with some mandalas and then we can break for lunch. Use your favourite colours and art materials. They're over there on the side.
This art group is so samey. Art is such a good thing to do, but mixing it with therapy is so mundane. I'm not expecting much today.
Okay guys, hope you enjoyed that. Let's have our lunch break now and afterwards we'll do a new activity. We'll be looking at our mask and how we use it in the outside world. Have a great lunch everyone!
Okay, right. The first half of today's group session is done. I better get home quick, have lunch, maybe last night's pizza. Yummy. How exciting. Oh my goodness, everything's always the same. I'm always lonely. All I see are masks every single day. Not actual real humans, not even half a self. They're simply a fake, a shell, a magazine cover like a made-up computer-edited photo or picture of someone in the glare of the public eye. I feel like everyone seems better than me. They're all trying to look like a celebrity. Perfect, untainted, aesthetically pleasing to the eye. Happy, content, satisfied, a success. What we all want to be, but none of us actually are. I'm going to do this. Commit to working at life. Amy won't be interested in a lonely saddo like me, moping around art therapy class. Maybe I shouldn't show my true self. Yeah. I'm sick of that. Oh, goodness gracious me. Not like I can change it. What the hell is that sound? Goodness, something's up today. I don't know what exactly, but something's changed. Massively. Ah, my fave time. Sofa time. Well, may as well switch on the telly as I'm home. Got 45 minutes, 15 to get back to the group. Guess I'll put on the news.
Good afternoon. Here is the news at 1 o'clock. The government has announced a spending increase ahead of a general election in May. Transport, national security and health are all set to benefit from the
As I say, looking like an absolutely charming 100% middle class white male. Anyway, we don't really know what's going on here, but I was just asked to fill in for the other hot, good-looking Englishman that wears odd socks to charm the ladies. He's pulling a sickie because his wife found out about his affair. Oh, well, anyway, I might go and get a Macca's after this. Oh, I love that chicken place. Anywho, I can get the makeup to cover up my washed-out skin and spotty complexion. Anywho, I'm getting the money from the wife so I can carry on with knitting with the ladies at the craft group. There's someone who I've got my eye on. Anyway, the wife don't care. She's having an affair too. Anyway, chicken for din-dins. I get the family bucket today. Marvellous, ain't it? The news commenting on the world fiercely with no consideration really for anyone's feelings. All us presenters have to do is read off a script with our character in a posh accent with the old sophisticated suggestive euphemism. Man, I nailed it, yeah. And my socks, I don't show. TV is king. Oh, yeah, I'm working class. I'd rather chat at the pub with my mates after work or and tell them all the real gossip. Charlie's got no chance.
All decisions made by the current government. Sport now.
Oh my goodness, what's going on? Did he really say that? Or did I just imagine it? Oh, I just remembered. I've got to go home. Ah, I made it. That's a relief. Ah.
Right, so today we'll be looking at our core and the spirituality that's inside of us. So, we're going to go around the group saying our theory of what kind of spirit animals we are. And of course our names, just to, you know, get to know each other. And, Eleanor, do you want to start?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, my name's Eleanor, and my spirit animal, at least my opinion of myself inside, underneath everything, all the masks that everyone shows to the world in everyday living, even me, anyways, is a tiger, because I am strong, gentle and kind. And I'm fierce and a little bit feisty, you know. So watch out, y'all. I'm coming for you. Lol.
I guess it's me now?
Yes, that is correct. Go for it, Amy.
Okay. I'm Amy, as you know. And my spirit animal is a tiger too. Because I like to eat a lot, I guess. And I've got a pretty good appetite. I'm quite solitary most of the time, like cats. Apart from when I see my favourite peeps, like my mum. I guess I'm a bit of a mummy's girl. Most of all, because I'm a beautiful creature, I guess.
Okay, thank you for coming today, everyone. You all really opened up and expressed yourself today, and I really appreciate that. You'll get really good karma and open your hearts, and you will reap the benefits. Trust me on that one. Okay, see you all next week.
Bye.
I should ask her, and yeah, we got on, we have so much in common. I must ask her. This is my only chance, otherwise I'll miss a moment. Come on, Elle, you can do this.
Hi, Eleanor.
Oh, hi. Yeah, you alright?
Yeah, I'm pretty cool, thank you. I loved speaking to you today. You are pretty cool.
Why, thank you. Yeah, same to you.
Yeah, it seems like we have so much in common, tiger spirits, and you know, I was just wondering, would you like to come out for drinks with me tonight? Maybe we can carry on our spiritual conversation. I love your honesty.
Oh yeah, thank you. And yeah, like that. Thanks. There's a pub around the corner called the Brighton Tavern, and yeah, they have deals on cocktails and stuff. All the time there.
Yeah, I would love to.
I may be that gal that eats the same old margarita pizza. And that's what I like. That's me, cheese and tomato Eleanor. Amy's going to like me for that, and that's all that matters. You know what I mean.
The Masquerade was written, directed and co-produced by Eleanor Rhee.
Eleanor was played by Eleanor Rhee.
Amy was played by Emma Robdale.
The art therapy tutor was played by Flo Gordon.
Angie was played by Lisa Smith.
The newsreader was played by Charlie Hatton.
The Masquerade is a Carousel Radio production. Next up, we have a story from Charlie Hatton.
Hello, welcome to Charlie Hatton's world of poetry and stories. Welcome back to Hatton's world of stories. It's been a while, hasn't it? Today's poem is a poem that's loosely based off an old Sesame Street featuring Kermit the Frog from the 70s, where he's auditioning a bunch of three little pigs and a rather motley crew of big bad wolves. I know it sounds a bit like plagiarism, but hey, it saves time, doesn't it? Backstage Fairy Tales, Three Little Pigs by Charles Hatton. Okay, everyone, this production of the Three Little Pigs is going to be sensational. All right, let's get this show on the road with the main stars, the three pigs. Stephanie, bring them in, please. All right. We're here. Looks as though you guys have been practicing well.
Oh, yes, we have. Just look at pig three.
Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin. All right. Save it for the performance. All right. Thanks for having us. All right, now for the big bad wolf. Stephanie, bring in the wolf.
All right, I'm here for the production.
I'm sorry, but casting is looking for a big bad wolf, and you're just a small wolf. Sorry.
All right, calm down, mate. Don't hate me, because I'm beautiful, mate.
All right. Don't get your tail in a twist.
Okay, a bit of a slight hiccup, that one. Stephanie, bring in the big bad wolf.
Yeah, right. I've been called to play the big bad wolf here. I always wanted to be on stage, you know.
Sorry. You're the middle-sized wolf, and, casting is looking for a big bad wolf, as said in your contract.
Fine. Oh, no, when I'm not wanted.
I need someone to give me a performance as the authentic big bad wolf. Sober up, Stephanie. Oh, just get out. I've heard of a wolf in sheep's clothing, but a chicken in wolf's clothing? I don't know.
Oh, well, that was all for nothing. And to think I turned down an audition for the new Chicken Run film.
Just please give me a wolf.
How about that? Do I get the part?
Yes.
I mean, yes, you've got the part. Since you're big and bad, you'll be a good big bad wolf.
Why, thank you. I'm off to my trailer, if you don't mind. Good day, sir.
Either Stephanie goes or I go.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
My name is Davo. I tell you a few jokes.
Go on then.
I got a good one. How do you tune a piano?
I don't know. How do you tune a piano?
With a tuna fish. Why did the pineapple stop rolling down the hill?
I don't know. Why did the pineapple stop rolling down the hill?
Run out of juice. Why did the elephant say to the orange?
I don't know. What did the elephant say to the
run
orange?
Run out of juice. Why the bear has no teeth?
I don't know. Why did the bear have no teeth?
Gummy bears. Ha ha ha. Very funny. Thank you for listening to my jokes.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News.
Sport Buddies is a new project started by our friends at Good Buddies. Sport Buddies pairs up people with and without learning disabilities to be friends and do some regular sports and exercise together. The Sport Buddies will meet regularly to be active, build new skills and have fun together. Sport Buddies could do nature walks,
park walks,
walking football,
table tennis,
dance,
yoga
and more. Sport Buddies are looking for learning disabled people wanting to keep active and volunteers to support them. Email info@stayuplate.org to get involved.
That's info@stayuplate.org. Carousel is celebrating the success of the Remote Controllers project. Created as a response to COVID-19 restrictions, the Remote Controllers project gave a group of 10 learning disabled musicians from across Sussex the opportunity to create music together online. The group met weekly to collaborate, experiment with different ways of working together and to build musical skills.
Here is musician Stephen.
I found it actually quite inspirational for me and everyone else mainly, because it makes us be better at what we do, and it makes us be able to spend more time together making friends and making like another sort of musical family. I think my favourite part of the project was probably meeting everyone and getting other people's background of their own music, so you know, the different tastes. I've enjoyed every single minute of it, to be honest.
The group performed at Carousel's outdoors event Lark in the Park in May and recorded this great song called Tomorrowless Nostalgia here today.
Ice cream mountain,
no shelter today.
That was Tomorrowness. Nostalgia here today, a song created as part of Carousel's Remote Controllers project.
Well done, guys.
It sounds really cool. I was at Larkina Park and I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. And I recorded in Larkina Park and it was great.
Carousel Radio.
That's the end of the show. Thanks to Eleanor Ree for her radio play, The Masquerade, as well as all of the actors and technicians who made it possible. Thanks to Charlie Hatton for his story and Stranger Voices.
Thanks to the Mock Controllers for the track.
For more information on Carousel projects, visit carousel.org.uk. That's carousel.org.uk. Or check our social media feeds at Carousel Art UK.
We'll be back for a new show next month.
Until then, goodbye.
See you later, bye.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.